The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Good morning, morning.
So is everybody excited for
early Friday morning?
In my opinion, best day of the week.
Why is that? Because it's
weekend.
It's the weekend.
Who's ready to go nuts?
It's your weekend.
Do your thing.
Did you just say thang?
You know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's Friday.
It's time to
start the party.
What kind of stupid show is this?
This is my show.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
The guy farts one time. He farts. And you're not going to drive me home.
I don't want to hear one more fart out of you. Is that clear?
Hey! Am I going to jail?
Hey!
They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
Starting off on some farts. I love
it. All right.
Yeah. I love it. Always funny. Always great on a Friday morning. It's Friday,
it
right?
It stinks.
It's Friday?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, boy. I feel like I've been off all week.
Yeah.
Let's double check. All right. It's Friday.
Oh, my God. It's Saturday. What are we doing?
Oh, God. We're not supposed to be here, man. Happy Friday, everybody. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Mm-hmm, good morning.
Feels good. I guess I'd rather have it be Friday and not feel like Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm right there with you.
I guess that's better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, than feeling like it's Friday and it's Monday.
God.
Oh, God.
That'd be terrible.
I totally miscalculated this week. All right, folks, we got a lot of fun stuff coming your way. Going to be a busy-ass Friday. We got some giveaways. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of fun stuff that's happening that we need to tell you about. So I recommend that you don't do anything else for the next 4 hours except listen.
Stick around.
To the Plan B Morning Show. Yeah. Stick around. So stupid. So stupid. Also, too, we're going to get to the bottom of Hunter's coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be fun.
Are you sure? Dude,
you might, buddy. You might.
I'm telling you, man. There's a lot of cases. I almost made the virus call.
A lot of cases in the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
Been hanging around with people that were on cruise ships recently?
No.
Did your cat have the coronavirus?
I hope not.
No. All right, we're going to figure it out. All right.
I got it from you.
And me? Psh, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
It's that dirty Mike.
Healthy as a horse right here.
Must be nice.
Healthy as a horse. I took some vitamin C last night, got a good night's rest, feeling good.
Nice.
I'm going to hit the gym today, make sure that the body is working. Yeah,
I'm glad you're feeling fantastic.
I feel great.
Come on, give me some of that, would you?
No. My plan is slowly
That's why
working.
I feel terrible, is because you're hogging all the feel good.
I can't technically murder you, but I can get you sick.
Honestly.
And let it do its part.
Just end it.
I'm going to release some mosquitoes here in a little bit, too. And I'm going to double up the Tripoli and the coronavirus.
God.
You're dead. All right, let's have some fun. See if you make it the full 4 hours.
I'll try.
It's the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brackets, honey. It's WIRX. We'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rock 107 WIRX, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, you ace? 6:11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're doing the...
You know what? The badass brunch, we should do a Macho Man Randy Savage contest.
There you go.
Who does the best Macho Man? Yeah.
You want me to do it?
I want you to do it.
Well, yeah, he wants to do the best Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah.
It's almost too deep.
Is it too deep?
It's a little deep.
It's a little deep.
Because you're a little sick. I think you're getting a little deep.
Getting too deep.
Might be,
too
yeah. It's still very good. That's like Macho Man maybe at the end of a match after he's done yelling.
Yeah, I'm a little tired.
A little tired, yeah. You can hear it deep down. Mega Power, yeah. I think we'll have to chalk that in. By the way, folks, don't forget that the Badass Brunch is coming. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We're still figuring out exactly what we're going to do. Yeah. There may be a Macho Man Randy Savage contest.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever can do the best Macho Man Randy Savage. I'm not sure yet.
Whose idea was this? It's a great idea until I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah. We do a morning show between you and I in a small room. Now we got to do it in front of a bunch of people.
We're going to blow
it. Did anybody ask?
We're going to blow it. Saturday, March 28th, 10 until 2, Hidden Point Hall. It is going to be an awesome time. We want you to join us. It is a 21 and older show because there's going to be a lot of no-no words and drinking being thrown around, but it's going to be a great time. We got live music from Dartboard Compromise. Classic Catering going to be there. Omelet Station, potatoes, mini Danish platter. They got a carving station. Biscuits and gravy. It's a all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's a lot of bands.
That's No, no, no. That's the food. That's the food, Hunter. Seriously, it's an all-you-can-eat brunch for only $10. Buy your tickets now, WIRX.com, and see the Plan B Morning Show uncensored like you've never seen it before. It's going to be great.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with a comedy skit, you know, within the next month.
Yeah, just, I don't know. We'll just make sure you're up there. You get your feet kicked up. That's where you work.
Hey, honestly, we got to have three chairs up there. Two for us and one for my feet.
We'll recreate the studio so you feel comfortable.
Thank you.
All right, check out more. Get your tickets now, WIRX.com, for the Badass Brunch, Saturday, March 28th at Hidden Point Hall from 10 until 2. We'll be back with sports.
I know you're confused.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 619. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, A's.
That's what I'm dropping this morning.
Are you farting already in this morning?
I am.
Didn't you listen to the promo?
I know. I'm sick. I told you I was sick.
Farts in the studio.
Now you're just going to make me do it more.
I can smell it. See? You're the worst.
I told you I'm sick.
Oh, man.
It's bad. It's part of it. You know?
God, you're the worst.
Well,
let's do sports. Get you the hell out of here.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
You disgust me. As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while breathing in farts, apparently. That's all I can breathe right now. I'm trying to take little breaths because it stinks in here. Crack the window a little bit more.
I did. And
more.
The fan's on.
Ow!
NCAA men's college basketball last night. Just suffered through it. Be a man.
You suck.
Be a man. Hey, your Wisconsin Badgers beat Wolverines last night. Wisconsin 81, Michigan 74. So there you go. You get something from the vending machine.
I got a place where you can stick that dollar, you owe
me. Miami of Ohio beating Central Michigan 76-57 there. Saturday's game, Central going to be at Eastern at 12 o'clock. Notre Dame at Wake Forest at 4 o'clock. Michigan State going to be at Maryland at 8 o'clock. Check that out. Sunday, Michigan going to be at Ohio State. Nice. Come on. Beat them up. Moving on, NBA last night, the Pacers beating the Trailblazers 106-100. Tonight, Detroit, the Pistons going to be over in Phoenix playing the Suns at 9 o'clock. NHL, last night, Blackhawks beating the Lightning 5-2. The Wild beating the Red Wings 7-1. Let's talk about a little bit of baseball. You told me you had a story about the Astros.
Astros.
They've hit the batter once per game, right?
I hope you can hear me. I have a gas mask on right now. The Houston Astros have played 6 training games so far. Ow! It slipped off my nose. And, dude, this is crazy. And they're already averaging more than one hit batter per game.
Wow.
What does that mean? Pitchers are specific. Hunter's laughing at me because I got my shirt up over my nose. That means that pitchers are, air quotes, purposely hitting the batters or unintentionally.
Oh, they're purposely hitting the batter for sure.
Dude. Already?
Yeah. Yeah, it's that big of a deal, man. You don't cheat in baseball.
Hunter's taking a photo of me with my shirt up. You got a stinky ass. So, yeah, and, you know, is this going to continue on? Right now it's only spring training. So is it going to stop during regular season? Because guys don't want to sacrifice, getting ejected out of games.
I don't know. That's what happens, though. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, they're not getting any fans in the wrestling. Oh, my God. No. I slipped off my nose again. Well, we'll have more for you in a little bit. So is that all we got?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, I'm going to go stick my head out the window. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger zone. Danger zone. Hey, good morning. 6:32. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Nailed it.
Kill it.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Well, one of the promoters behind... Oh, sorry, real quick. As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Cut me part of it.
Hey, Chris, I'll sing if I want to, you son of a bitch. Chris Hare just messed with me. He said, no singing, please. See? Shut up. One of the promoters behind Sonic Temple and Louder Than Life shared more details about why Metallica had to cancel during James Hetfield's post-rehab recovery. Gary Spivak of Danny Wimmer Presents tells Ultimate Guitar that the band's management called him and said, quote, James has sobriety weekends that are a requirement weekend and weekends throughout the calendar year. And unfortunately, a couple of those weekends fell on our festivals. Sobriety weekends are usually a 2-night and 3-night stay in a rehab center and required after a lengthy stay in a treatment program. since Hetfield entered rehab in late October of last year. He'll likely have to do these weekends through November of this year. The Chili Peppers and Tool will replace Metallica at Sonic Temple the weekend of May 15th. Replacements for Louder Than Life in September will be announced soon. So looks like pre-set up stuff due to his rehab. I don't know if it's like non-negotiable.
You would think the rehab place would understand a little bit. Yeah. Hey, you're dealing with a guy that's going to entertain 100,000 people.
Yep. But if you are serious to the rehab people, you being sober is more important than anything else.
Yeah, so I've never been, so I really don't know.
Sober? You've never been sober?
No, I haven't.
Good God, man. So, yeah, it's probably non-negotiable for the rehab facilities and everything like that. And if he really wants to stay healthy, he's got to stick with it. So that's what's going on. And, again, they are doing some make goods. People can either get refunds for it or they can trade in their tickets for a Metallica show down the road if that's who they only wanted to see. So that's your news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1942, Brian Jones. Brian Jones. One of the founding members and guitarist of the Rolling Stones was born. Tragically, Jones died on July 3rd, 1969, at the age of 27 after drowning in a swimming pool under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Yeah. You know, I was looking more into Brian Jones. There's also a theory that he was murdered.
Really?
He was. There's a theory that he was murdered by a construction worker who was working on the home that he had, and that that construction worker also admitted to killing the Rolling Stones bus driver, but then denied it.
Really?
So, yeah. Huh. Which is crazy.
I mean, do you just drown in a pool under drugs? I mean, that's not very common.
It's not very common, but it definitely can happen. Right. I mean, you think about Bon Scott.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Or was he all doped up and the guy...
Wait, it said he drowned in a swimming pool, right?
Yeah.
Right. Bon Scott just drowned over his own.
Well, yeah, he did. But think about it. If you're all doped up and some guy holds you underwater, it looks like you drowned in your own pool.
Yeah.
You know? So who knows?
It's wild.
Still no answer on that. But there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Answer useless trivia by calling 925-WIRX. Now.
All right, before we get to it, I don't want people to leave waiting in suspense. We'll get to useless trivia brought to you by Nola Rose.
This just made my day, dude. Every time I see this video, it just puts a smile on my face.
Hey, Dias! Hey! I know you hear me! Nobody likes you! Hey, Dias! Go back to Little League and learn how to hit! You bum! You bum! Retreat! Dias! Your shoes are untied!
Now here, we'll go to the end. Where is it? Like right
there.
I think I did like right around here.
Hey, Dias! You're overpaid! Your friends don't even like you! Dias!
This one.
Welcome to New York! Go back to Atlanta! You
just so guttural.
God, it's just so loud.
Yeah.
The whole stadium. He doesn't even need a mic.
No. No.
It's your bum.
Your friends don't even like you.
Dude.
You bum.
Can you imagine being out on the field? I mean, you can hear him playing clear as day. Trying to play baseball with that guy in the stadium.
Hilarious. That'll live on forever. So there. Now, if you ever wonder what we're talking about, it's that. All right, let's do your useless trivia.
You bum.
Of course, useless trivia brought to you by Nola Rue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe, Niles Avenue. Still a couple days that they're celebrating Mardi Gras. They're extending it all month long. So go out and see them, whether you're looking for a bite to eat. Maybe you got a party you need catered. They'll take care of it for you, and it's really, really great food. I got a gift certificate to make your life full of Nola Rue.
I'm going to go get some jambalaya today.
Ooh, can't go wrong with that, man. Nice day for it. Nice cold day like this. Mm-hmm. Your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh.
The veteran comic best known for his loud, grating voice turned 65 today. Affleck.
He's the parrot in Aladdin, right? You just did the Affleck.
He was the Affleck, Duck. And you just ruined my question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're not allowed to talk anymore.
Well, don't. You got to tell
You're
me what it is.
You're not allowed to talk anymore.
All right, when make I do something else up.
I don't know what to make up now.
Yes, this is
I have
great.
No
this
idea now. You are the worst.
Well, you should tell
you
me.
You know what? I'm just going to do it now. What Disney movie featured a parrot voiced by Gilbert Godfrey? What Disney movie featured a parrot voiced by Beauty Gilbert Godfrey? A, Mulan, B, The Little Mermaid, or C, Aladdin? 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
Hint, I just gave you the answer.
What Disney movie featured a parrot voiced by Gilbert Godfrey? A, Mulan, B, Little Mermaid, or C, Aladdin? 925-WIRX.
This is the easiest damn question
anyway. People don't know.
Come on.
People don't know.
Everybody's seen Aladdin.
Just shut up. Quit giving them the answer. For God's sakes. 925-WIRX to call, play, and win. You're the worst.
Prince Ali.
You're the worst. Check this out. Good morning. 659, Brock Hunter.
It's Aladdin.
Your useless trivia for today. Happy birthday to Gilbert Godfrey turning 65.
You know, I will say I had no idea it was the Affleck.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and then he got in trouble for some tweets, and then they took him off the Affleck duck.
Really?
What Disney movie featured a parrot voiced by Gilbert Godfrey? Let's get a winner here because it should be easy. WIRX, hello.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Is the answer C?
C, Aladdin. That is correct.
Lucky.
What? You got lucky?
Oh, thanks for the hit, Hunter.
You have to split it with Hunter now, though. That's the only bad part because he gave you the answer.
Right. Well, you got to give up the answer.
That's right. What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, where are you calling from this morning, Jason?
Coloma.
Coloma. You know we're number one there, right?
No, he's calling from
Edmonton. There are.
Why don't you shut up, Hunter? You've done enough damage. Well, Jason, you're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Rue. What station hooked you up?
Rock 107.
All right. Next chance to win coming up to Monday. Same place, same time. Hunter.
Diamond in the rough.
Rock 107.